Gurwinder Dusange, the local candidate for the Ontario Liberal Party, said he grew up in southern Ontario but his love for the Sioux began with a 2012 vacation on the Agawa Canyon tour train. "We took three vans and drove all the way up here and stayed at the Holiday Inn Express. We got to the train, went 4 hours to the canyon and then it rained for 20 minutes, so we came back," Dusange said. "I was laughing because we traveled 10 hours to go to a place, stayed there for 20 minutes and then traveled 10 hours back home," he added. The following year, at the age of 21, he moved to the Sioux with his family and entered into Algoma University's business program where he served as vice president of the student union. "I've been up here since July of 2013 and I don't think I'm going to be moving because this is such a great place. I find Sault Ste. Marie is great as long as you have a career that could actually support a family. Then you have the lakes, if you want to de-stress, you can go out there," Dusange said. Currently, he is the owner and operator of Hayden Fuels just north of the city and he works at Bank of Montreal in both the downtown and Cambrian Mall branches. "Since then, I have just been seeing how the city has changed, especially working downtown. You can definitely see the situations and I feel like it gave me a good grasp of what people are concerned about because I could see everyone's financials and everything. I'm not going to disclose any, but I could see people who are living paycheck to paycheck to people who are buying businesses and transferring large funds," Dusange said. "I've been having conversations with all of them and there's a lot of common concerns that people have across the economic spectrum." Dusange said he believes most people have concerns about healthcare and education. "People have the same concerns about what's going on at societal level, about mental health and addictions. That's something that I saw, everyone in the community has those concerns and I felt that we didn't have the right representation. So that's when I entered into politics," he said. Dusange has been actively assisting CALSA Aid Canada, which addresses food insecurity, by making donations to the Sioux College and Algoma University food banks. In the past, he has been active with a group called 1 Billion Rising, which raises awareness for efforts to end violence against women. "Assisting people is part of Dusange Sikh faith. It's a concept called Seva. It basically means selfless service. You're not supposed to expect anything back from it. It's just that you're supposed to help out those around you, especially if you're established. I actually run businesses, I have the economic opportunities. I know everyone doesn't have economic opportunities, but I do. So if my business is making money, then I take a tenth of that and I make sure that it goes towards just causes." Dusange said he stepped away from those organized efforts during the election. "I don't want to do charitable stuff and the election together. It's not a good taste and I don't want to mix it," he said. Dusange said the Ontario Liberal Party first approached him prior to the 2022 provincial election to run in the Sault Ste. Marie riding, but the timing wasn't right. During that election, the local Liberal Riding Association initially acclaimed 18-year-old high school student Aidan Kalyonen, who was quickly dropped from the ticket after allegations were made regarding his involvement in Minecraft chats involving jokes about people dying of AIDS and an offensive Instagram handle. Kalyonen denied those allegations but was replaced by Liam Hancock, who ended up with less than 6% of the vote in that election. Dusange was the last local candidate to enter the race and had to make up for lost time by knocking on doors. He said one of two things typically happens when he knocks on doors. Either it's really cold outside, so people don't want to hold the door open for too long, but they just want to say their piece of what they expect from an MPP, or they invite you in for some tea, but then you're there for 45 minutes having those discussions, which I actually prefer, Dusange said. He has also participated in an all-candidates meeting, held last week at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 25. If elected, Dusange said he would like to continue having direct dialogue with constituents, something he says has been lost. "I want to have a monthly town hall open to anyone in the public who has concerns. It's supposed to be civil and it's supposed to have decorum and you're supposed to say everything in a respectable manner. But then at least I will give the community an opportunity to touch base with the MPP," he said. Chris Scott was announced as the PC candidate on January 28. Members of the NDP's local riding association held a vote on January 30 to choose Lisa Vezeau-Allen to be their candidate. Dusange is the candidate for the Liberals. Jacob Jacques is running for the Green Party. Arnold Hino is running for the New Blue Party. And the Ontario Party candidate is Paul Frolic. Voters will head to the polls on February 27.